It's day four of the 2016 February Audio Community Challenge. And today's topic for day four, February 4th, is your favourite place or places. And I have to say that I would break it down into my favourite place at home. Not to say that my home is my, well, of course my home is my favourite place because I live there with my good wife. But at home, my favourite place is my study. It used to be my office when I was working. And when I retired, it became more a study, but still part office. So in there, I can close the door over. I don't mean close my wife out, I just mean I can close the door over and be on my computer. I can listen to my vinyl records. I have a record deck, amplifier, speakers, yes, you need all those to listen. But also I listen to my little radio and very often music on playing from my desktop speakers. From my Apple iMac desktop computer. So, music's a big thing in my life. From almost from the moment I get up each morning, I have to have music on. And so, my study gives me all that from various sources and resources. But it's also a place of peace when I want it. I can play some really calming music. Put my feet up with a coffee and sit back, chill out, relax, look out the window. From my window I can see the trees in my garden, the trees in the park beyond, and I can watch the birds feeding at the various bird feeders. If I open the window I can hear their songs, and enjoy the fresh air. I also have quite a bit to do with photography, tripods, camera, DSLR camera that I never use now because I've got an iPhone. And speaking of which, I have in that study my iPhone, my iPad Air. Quite a few bits of technology, it all makes a package. And I have a collection of wee basic birdies, well, some are wee, some are quite big actually, and they're all on this corner display unit, an open display unit. And I do love birds, so I've collected quite a bit on Besic. Besic is a brand, a manufacturer of porcelain ceramic birds, and I have quite a nice wee collection. But I also have a nice collection of Aboriginal stuff from Australia, and I have a beautiful low desk, a table with drawers inserted. It's beautiful wood, and on top of that is a boomerang that my son got me, genuine from Australia. But also various artifacts, if you like, including an expensive didgeridoo that my wife bought me when we were over in Australia visiting her brother over there a few years ago. She bought me an expensive didgeridoo, which I promised to learn and play, but I didn't. I tried, but I can blow it, I can play it, but I've never really mastered the cyclic breathing. I've tried that. It's not so damn easy. So, there are so many things. It's not cluttered. It's very tidy. I'm a tidy person. But there's so many different categories of stuff in my study that, you know, depending on which way I swing around in my chair, I can be looking at Australia, I can be looking at a beautiful collection of birds, I can look at my vinyl and listening to my vinyl record player spin round, I can look at my camera equipment mounted on the tripod, uplit by a lovely little spotlight. And I have some lovely prints that people have bought me over the years of nature. So, all in all, a 360-degree view of my study It's pretty amazing actually, because it's not really a retreat. I'm not retreating from anybody, but it is a retreat in the sense that when I'm in there, I can do what I like, and I can, depending on my mood. So my study is definitely a great place to be. I love it, absolutely love it. It's taken years to create to get to the stage it's at just now, but I don't think there's anything else I'd like to do with it. I think that where it's at just now is where I absolutely love. That's to do with my home. I could also say that my favourite place to be around my home is my garden. I love gardening, and I love the beauty of gardens, and I love the fact that nature's in your garden, all kinds of nature, especially birds. And so I would say that in and around the home, the garden would be the second greatest place, or maybe equally in the summer. Speaking of good summers, if you've got a good summer, yeah, and I was able to go out there and enjoy it as I should, but the weather has put paid to that, basically. Our summers are dreich now. So, that's good. There's places in life that I could say I've been to, and they are favourite places, you know, places you visit regularly. Places that, say, a certain town, a certain resort, or seaside town, or something like that. I could mention the numbers, but I will say one thing is that is Scotland. I love being in Scotland, and I love the countryside, and I love the Highlands. I love driving through the Highlands. So, and we do that so regularly throughout the year. Even just day trips, we just jump in the car and decide to go. And we can do day trips, we can do half day trips, we can do a long weekend or a week or 2 weeks, and it's so beautiful place. So Scotland is to be in it anywhere, but in particular from here, from the Central Belt heading north, as soon as you, within 30, 40 miles, we are into the real hills building up to the mountains, and some stunning places to be. So Scotland, and in particular in my car, driving, because I'm a great lover of driving. I drive around the world, so this would be another place, would be a great love of mine. Sitting behind the steering wheel, my wife beside me, sharing a bag of mints or something, and talking about things and putting the world to rights as we drive through beautiful countryside, villages, scenery, scenic views, the coast, anywhere, doesn't matter. I would, if my wife asked me to start driving tomorrow and just keep driving till night time and do the same the following day for a month, for 3 months, for 6 months, absolutely, that would be me. I'm in my greatest element behind the wheel driving through beautiful places. So there you go. I guess that's covered my places, my lovely places that I love to be. Thanks for listening. Cheerio bye then now.